Woo! Hello and good morning. It is the morning after with Ben and Josh. 11 minutes past 9 in the AM.
Yes, we're talking Sex Workers of Aotearoa, an amazing exhibition that's going on. Thank you so much to Hannah, Aurora and Jordan for all coming into the studio.
Thank you very much for having us again.
No problem.
So, first question, how was opening night just been?
Yes.
You guys go first because I've done a lot of talking. Do you want to go first?
I helped set the exhibition up, so I got to kind of see everything as I was setting it up. So I wasn't really so concerned with the artwork on opening night. I was more concerned with socialising and meeting everyone, and there's quite a few people that I know and other people that I didn't know. So yeah, it was great just for me, just to be able to go around and just chat and connect with lots of people.
Very cool.
And drink some wine.
always a good part of opening nights, yeah.
Yeah, it was quite different for me because a lot of the connections that I've made with other sex workers have all been online through like my Facebook community and stuff. And so I've just more recently started connecting with people in the industry in person. So it was really special to come to opening night and just to be able to chat with everyone and just see, you know, how connected and how happy everyone was. And it was just, yeah, it was a really amazing experience.
So cool. So yeah, we did talk about this earlier in the week with you, Jordan, and all three of you have artworks showing at the exhibition, which is very wonderful. So yeah, I guess how for Hannah and Aurora, did you get involved in the event?
I think somebody sent me an Instagram post on it, and they were just like, they're like, this looks really cool, like you should check this out. And at first I definitely wasn't planning on entering any art in it, because typically like making art isn't really something I do. But I had just randomly, I'd started playing around with making boob prints, so like painting my boobs and printing them on card.
Oh, yeah.
And it just hit me, and I was like, oh my goodness, I should enter my boobs in this art show.
Wonderful, that's great.
I love it. Very cool.
I guess for me, I know Jordan, and I think this is the third year the exhibition's been on, but only this, I didn't put work in the first year. Mm-hmm. But I had work in this year, last year and this year. Yeah. So I guess I found out through Jordan, but my background is in art and design.
Oh,
so
awesome.
Yeah, so for me it's just a really good excuse to actually do something focused.
Because
most, I don't do any exhibitions these days, just mess around really. So it's nice to have a focus and actually make work that's specifically about something.
Definitely.
And something I want to say about my job.
Yeah, very cool.
How has it been seeing people walk through the Pumanawa exhibition space, finally taking in all of the art?
I was saying to you earlier that, you know, you get a lot of people walk in and you automatically assume what they're going to think about it based on their demographic, I guess, and their facial expressions. And I've been quite surprised with... especially the older generation, I always think that they're going to maybe a bit more opinionated about it. But loads of people have loved it. We've got great feedback. We're having about 50 people through a day.
Amazing.
And some people have spent, you know, a good 45 minutes, an hour, and they read everything.
Cool.
And I've had long conversations with people. It's been really good so far.
Cool. We were talking before as well about how, you know, like an exhibition and using art to kind of express some of these ideas around sex work and kind of, you know, break down, I guess, some of the misconception stuff is like a really wonderful way to do it. So I guess for all three of you, in what ways do you think, you know, using kind of art is a way to kind of express some of the ideas around sex work, I guess?
Mm.
Yeah.
I guess having an art background, I really like the way that art can make people think about things and not necessarily, it doesn't have to be blatant. You know, you read the artist's statement that's next to the artwork and it starts you thinking, and then you look at the artwork and like, oh yeah. So it gives you like more of an insight into someone's everyday life than just maybe what you read in a magazine or, you know, even hear on the radio or watch on TV. That, yeah, it can be a little bit more accessible and kind of down to earth and speaks directly from all the different people in the exhibition. And there's, I don't know, how many people are in the exhibition? 20?
Oh, there's 24 artworks. There's about 12 artists, I think. Yeah, it's less intimidating artwork.
Mm.
Whereas when you're going to a talk or, I don't know, a rally or a class or something really specific, it can be quite intimidating. Whereas art, you get to walk around in your own pace. You can take as long as you want. And you really get to connect. Well, hopefully you get to connect with the artwork or even bring your own perceptions away from it. Not everyone's going to look at the same art piece and come back with the same ideas of what it meant.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, definitely. Well, that's great. And this may be a difficult question, but is there any artwork in here that you guys are particularly fond of, I suppose, or any particular piece that you're like, oh, that's so cool, like that's such an awesome kind of piece? Because I'm looking through the brochure at the moment and there's a lot of really amazing stuff in there.
Brochure, is that the right word? I don't know.
Yeah. Catalog, that's the right word. There you go, thank you.
Well, Aurora bought one.
Oh, yeah, I bought one.
Oh, look at that, amazing.
On opening night.
Which one did you buy? I don't remember.
I don't know what she's put her working name under.
Oh, describe the artwork.
There's four of them. I bought one of them. The four of them with the projections onto the body.
Oh, Celine.
Celine, right, yeah. So I bought one of Celine's.
Celine did Mother I... It's M...
M-I-U-E.
Mother I used to...
Yes.
Fuck.
Yes. And for those that don't have the catalogue or haven't seen the artwork yet, Celine is a past sex worker and now she's a mother and her body has all those imperfections of being a mother and having children and the stretch marks and the maybe saggier boobs and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And she's projected her past sex worker photos onto her body.
Oh,
and they're really great. And she has no issues with her body and she loves what she's done. And she was so chuffed to have, I think, three of her artworks have sold now.
Oh, awesome. So cool.
Because she's not a past artist and she was just so chuffed to be involved.
That's amazing. That's so cool.
See, I could just listen to your talk all day. I'm so enamored. And I want to say how empowering it is just to see the exhibition come to life. The fact that there is a space for this is just phenomenal.
Yeah.
So, yes, kudos to everyone involved in general. It's so fantastic.
Have you been in yet?
I haven't. No, I haven't. I really need to. And the thing is, I know I'm going to spend like 3-4 hours in there. I'm going to park up. I might bring food. They won't meet me, will they? They won't meet me.
You can bring a snack. Bring a snack. Walk in.
There you go. And if anyone tries and stop, you can just play them this clip.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, this definitely. Is myself keeping myself accountable. Well, gosh, how has the exhibition itself encouraged you two, Hannah and Aurora, to make further art, or I guess all of you, to make further art and to express yourselves in these unique ways? I mean, if at all, yeah.
Well, for me, it's been really amazing because I think my art is more through expressing myself like on Instagram quite vocally about, you know, the part that I've played in the sex industry. And I came out quite publicly about two and a half years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And this exhibition has been a really amazing way for me to step out even further and to like so proudly just like talk so openly about the industry and like my involvement in it. And yeah, that in itself has been like a really, really empowering experience and my confidence has just grown through that. And so yeah, I'm really grateful for Jordan and the exhibition.
It's amazing. That's so cool.
For me, it's more, I mean, I was a full-time artist when I lived in Auckland, but then kind of got disillusioned with the art world because it's so hard to make a living.
Mm.
And that's how I got into sex work, because I was a student and then also I was wanting to get my art career off the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I could work, get a full-time wage for a part-time hours.
Mm.
So that's how I originally got into sex work.
Mm-hmm.
And I did that for 6 years in Auckland, but I got so disillusioned with the art world that I gave up my studio and in the end I left Auckland.
Mm.
So I don't really do any artwork now. So for me, the exhibition is the kind of highlight of my art for the year, because that's I think about it all year long. Like, you know, I'm thinking what I'm going to do for next year already. And it takes me a while to execute them, but I think about it like all year, like, you know, what would I do this? And I'll go, okay, I've got three entries. Okay, I'm only going to get two done this year, but, you know, like, I just think about it all year long.
It's so cool. That's amazing.
And on that note, I want to say to any sex workers listening, if you are thinking about entering next year, start now. Because the year's going to go really quickly. And, you know, start your artworks now.
That's a good one.
Yeah. For sure. How has creating the art made you introspectively look at yourself as a sex worker?
Interesting.
Okay, well,
if at all.
Mine kind of goes the other way. So I'll be in a booking, or I'll be with friends, and we'll be discussing things, and my artwork comes directly from my experiences.
Mm-hmm.
So my artwork, Madonna and the Whore, mm-hmm. Madonna or the Whore actually, came directly from being in the middle of a booking.
Oh.
And I was mid coitus when this artwork came to mind. So yeah, that's how mine comes.
Very cool.
And for me, I guess it made me really sit down and look at, you know, how the sex industry made me feel in a positive way. Because so my favorite part of creating my artwork was the little write-up I did, which was about how my body confidence used to be really low, and I had a really poor self-image, mm-hmm. and the sex industry really helped me to see myself and my body in a really positive way. Mm. And so it was really special to be able to sit down and really think about that and put that into words.
Cool. That's really cool.
Yeah, I guess mine's like Jordan. My artwork comes from my lived experience, and something that's just up for me at the time.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Mm. Yeah, mine are really specific events in my day or in my year.
They come out. That's so cool. Well, you guys can go on down to the Art Center anytime between now and the 18th, I want to say.
Yes. Yes.
The 18th of July. It is 10 to 5 every day. So make sure you guys head on down and see some of these amazing artworks. Yeah, thank you guys so much for coming in this morning. Yes, really appreciate
Jordan,
your time.
Jordan, Hannah, and Aurora, thank you so much. It's been so enlightening.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Yeah.